Dr. Kish and other scientists now point to a German study as the most important one in the field. Published in 2003, it found only a slight 5% loss of serotonin function. And unlike Dr. Riccardi, the German scientists confirmed that their subjects had used ecstasy by testing hair samples.
This study, I think, is by far the best study published so far, you know, in terms of the, you know, accuracy of the measurement and the general design and the sample size, which is quite large.
Dr. Mark Larouel studies the effects of illegal drugs on the brain. He is one of the leading brain imaging experts in the world.
The German study showed that in people who had used ecstasy, but who had stopped taking ecstasy for at least 2 or 3 months, normal serotonin function was found. So this study suggests that there is indeed a reduction in serotonin function in subjects that are using ecstasy, but that reduction might be reversible after, you know, 2 or 3 months of abstinence.